this lunchtime, we are going back.
Many years.
Many years in our little TARDIS to 1981.
When we were sweet 16.
Only Fools and Horses were on the telly. Ken and Deirdre Barlow were getting married.
Again.
24 million people tuned in for that one. Suckers. Didn't last. Also, Only Fools and Horses was massive in this year. And Bucks Fizz won Eurovision.
They did.
The last English act,
making
British
your mind
act,
up.
To win Eurovision. I know we won it in 1997, but I think they were Canadian, so it don't really count, does it?
No.
So, anyway, we're going back to 1981 and comparing it and asking the question, are we actually better off or were we better off then? And I don't mean, you know, health and so on and so forth. I mean financially, I mean everything, the whole shebang. Now, Angel's in the studio. We should clear up at this point. Angel will now be known as Clumsy. Okay? Because there are
Prickles
reasons.
And Clumsy.
There are reasons. Do you want to just tell us about your nickname and why it came about?
I break things by accident and trip over a lot. Like, I tripped over on the way in and tried to play it off. And then stacked it on the door when I was walking out. I hit my hip on the door when I was walking into here. And then I tripped over my feet when I was going to get a drink. You know.
You dropped your phone?
Yeah, I dropped my phone, smashed that. I broke the flash stick cover thing. I don't know what it's called.
And I like this. This is the best. This is the best thing of all. This is. So you've got like a 500-600 pound phone that you've dropped and shattered, and now you've wrapped it in cling film.
So she didn't cut her fingers on the glass.
Yeah, like the little glass, you know, that little bits of glass come out. So I keep cutting my fingers. So I wrapped it in cling film.
Hey, look, we're going back 35 years here. You know, your mum and dad would have been like, you know, 5 or 6. I don't know, 7 or 8, maybe 10 at the most. We're going back to the year that we actually left school.
We did. We left school.
We want to compare. Now, you asked a question. You're an inquisitive. You're 15 years old, aren't you? And you're very inquisitive. And you said something about, you know, we would have had better houses then. The state of the houses would have been better. Possibly, but only if, you know, you count technology as being better off.
I don't know. They have, like, really fancy windows and things nowadays. Like, my nan's got a stained glass window in her, like... Room, right. It looks pretty fancy.
Did you have central heating in your house?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
See, I never, when I was growing up, we had a gas fire in the front room.
We don't have central heating.
And that was it.
You don't have central...
No, we don't have heating in our house.
Really?
We have a fire, like an open fire, but that's it.
Okay.
So, you know, so, quality of houses.
So you don't have any heating other than that? Does that warm radiators up or anything like that, though?
No, we don't have radiators.
You don't have radiators being warmed up? What the fuck? Because we used to have that, but then we got some heating put in. So
no.
You didn't have any?
No, we had... In our bedroom, I shared a bedroom. There was 5 girls in my house, and we all shared a bedroom. And my dad put one of those little electric bar fires up on the top of the wall.
Right.
And I woke up during the night and I thought, God, it's hot in here. And all the polystyrene tiles that were on the ceiling had melted off during the night. And they were all on, because I slept in the top bunk bed, and they were all on the top bunk. I was covered in polystyrene tiles. I was lovely and warm.
So before we get into this and we work out whether we are were better off now or then, okay, before we do that, let's just say now, ask the question, do you think on paper... that you would like to go back to 1981 because you were better off? And I mean, you know, better off as in, you know, not just financially, but everything.
In your lifestyle.
In your lifestyle, everything. Lifestyle. Everything.
I'd go back tomorrow, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so you would think that you were better off?
Yeah.
Okay, what about you, Angel? Would you like to go back to, you know, X amount of years?
I'd like to go back to when I was younger, like, if that counts.
Well, you are young anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, you're very young.
No, like, when I was, like, 6 or 7, it was well cool, like...
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't want to go back that far. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to go back to... I'd love to go back to 1981 because it was a great year because you left school and then you were finding yourself in the world.
First job.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want to go through all that those next 5 years again because they were quite tough. And I think youngsters now have got... It's even harder to get a job, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And there's more expected of you. I think. I mean, I may be completely wrong, but let's just go back to 1981 then and work out, you know, okay, we're going to buy a house. So how much was the average house? Average house? Go on, have a guess. 1981.
30,000.
24,000. bearing in mind that when they work out the average, you know, the, in these statistics, they don't take into consideration that a house on the Isle of Wight I looked at, and it was probably, I actually bought a flat, a two-bedroom flat in 1985, and it didn't go up that much. But back in 1981, I was looking at properties, and Angel, bless her, she's having a little yawn.
Having a kip.
She got up early this morning.
Was that bus ride at 7 o'clock?
I saw a house for up for $14,000. £14,000 along Fairlie Road.
Did
you know, as you come along Fairlie Road into Newport, you know where they've got that big banner thing on the left-hand side?
Yes.
Not the drive thing, not round the corner,
The
other one. The last house on that, before they built a load there, the last house there was up for £14,000, and that was in about 1983-84. So you think, when they work out the average wage of 24,000, or the average house cost 24,000, I bet you it was a lot lower than that on the island, the average house.
I bought a two-bedroom flat down the bottom of Sandown, just before the bridge into Braydon, and it was 19,000.
Right. And what year was it?
82. 82.
So you bought quite young then?
Yeah.
You bought a place quite young. So if we said the average house would have been about sort of, I don't know, between 18,000 to 20,000,
yeah.
I think we're about bang on there on the Isle of Wight. What do you think the average wage was, though?
Oh. Probably about 12,000.
Well, bearing in mind, you work this out, because I very often think that we forget just how wealthy we were back then,
mm-hmm.
and just how, you know, we didn't know when we were... Oh, I sounded like my mum now.
Didn't know when you were well off, love.
You didn't know when you were well off.
Didn't know you were born.
Well, you're working out. How much does your house cost now? Just say, for instance, I live in a house... Let's take my house, okay? I bought it for $150,000. It's probably, we were discussing this the other day about whether or not we were going to sell or not and how much we would get for it now, 8 years on. Okay, so you've got £150,000. How much would it be worth now? I reckon it would probably be about $145,000-ish. But if you just say $150,000, let's mm-hmm. round it up, $150,000. How much is the average wage here on the Isle of Wight?
Well, they reckon it's about $25,000, don't they?
Yeah, again.
But it's not.
Again,
is it?
It's not. I reckon
about 18,000-19,000.
I reckon you're probably looking at between 15 and 18.
Mm.
So between 15 and 18. So if you look at, okay, it's between 15 and 18. If it was 15, that'd be 10 times 15 is 150. So your wage is 10 times the size of your house. 10 times smaller than your house, wage wise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas back then, if you were on $7,000 and your house was 21,000, it's not, is it?
No, nothing like.
So we were probably much, much better off back then, financially.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It does make sense. My first job, I was getting paid £1 an hour.
£1 an hour. Good grief. How many hours did you do?
It was only waitressing and stuff, but I was like, crikey, I'm getting more than a penny a minute.
£1 an hour.
Yeah, £1 an hour.
Which is basically, I think, what I was probably on less than that. In 1980, I was doing a job at Farmer's Dairies, in Shanklin, the old ice cream factory.
Yeah.
And I was getting £30 a week, but doing 40 hours for
and
that.
And loads of ice cream.
So it was lesser. Oh, yeah, I did put on weight that year. I did. But then in 1981, I left school and we were on a youth training scheme,
£23.50. £23.50, and your mother took £10.
Yeah.
So and you were left with £13.50 for the week.
£13.50.
But I managed to live on that, did you?
Well, yeah, I suppose so. I still went out drinking to the pub and stuff.
I used to buy a Cinzano and lemonade, and it was something like 75p.
But just go back, because the size of this, when you understand, you know, what we're trying to do here is point out the fact that we must have been, like, really... well off back then, but didn't realise
it. No, we didn't realise.
You work it out. You got a house that is £150,000. If you're on the average wage, your wage is 10 times your wage. That equals your house. Whereas if you were on 7,000 and your house was 21,000, that's only 3 times your wage. And then, back then, you wouldn't have had the expense of a mobile phone and chucking it all over the floor. So you wouldn't have had to buy any extra cling film to wrap it up in. You wouldn't have had to buy internet.
No.
You wouldn't have been paying for Sky.
No.
Your TV licence would have been minimal. You know, just a few quid, not £150 as it is now, plus your Sky if you wanted to watch, or any other, you know, provider. Other providers are available. So we have a better lifestyle, if you like. But have we? Because we've got all this technology, except for you. I mean, you kind of remind me of someone out of Little House on the Prairie. Because you've got, you know, you sound like you live on in a place where there's loads of animals and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And there's lots of communication going on rather than...
Well, we live, like, in the middle of nowhere. We have no neighbours or anything.
Brilliant.
So, I wouldn't quite say communication's a top, but...
Right. But you're there and you do... Do you sit around the table together?
No.
You don't sit at the table?
I mean, me and my mum do sometimes, but we've got to be in the mood for it, like...
For in the mood. Both of you.
Yeah, we've got to be, like, in the mood to have a conversation, which isn't very often.
Well, see, that's
just what... Sunday roast dinner.
Well, we have the roast dinner, we just don't go, like, round a table. Like, my granddad will go watch TV and sit there, because we've got, like, a loungy front roomy bit, then we've got like it's all like one massive room, and then we've got like a dining room table, and then we have like another bit which I don't really know what it is, which joins onto the kitchen, and so like it's just a big room, and so like my granddad will go sit down and watch TV and eat his dinner, me and my mum will do that, and then my dad, I don't know where my dad goes with the baby, he goes somewhere, like but we just kind of do our own thing. Sometimes you sit there, sometimes I go up to my room, or sometimes I, like, kidnap the sofa and lay on it so no one else can sit on it.
Right.
It varies.
All right. So but, I mean, we've all got our own kind of, I don't know, our own little lifestyle. But when I look at today, how we live and what we've got, yes, you've got all the mod cons, you've got all the, you know, your microwaves and your decent cookers and so on and so forth. You've also got ways to listen to music. I mean, they're endless, you know, ways of listening to music. You don't have to get your vinyls out and stick. You've got the machinery that around the house.
I don't know, vinyls are coming back in.
They're massive, aren't they?
But then, you know, let's be honest, that will soon die a death, because then you've got to put up big shelves and start having albums on shelves and stuff, and it takes up too much space, and be like videos, they never ever come back either. I doubt whether they'll come back. They might do, but I very much doubt it. But I look at it and think, how weird is this? This thing where we think we've got a better lifestyle, but is it a better lifestyle? You know, because of the finances, because of the money. I look at, we're spending all this money on stuff that, does it really matter?
I think you've got the lifestyle, but I don't actually think you've got the quality and the values of life in how we are today.
But does that come stem from the fact that we're too busy on our phones, our internet and so on?
Because years ago, I don't know about you, but when I was at high school, we all had pen friends. You know, you were writing to...
I used to have that in primary school.
So you were writing to children from another school, and you were writing letters, and... How often did your mum say, can you go and put that out of the postbox? I mean, when I was a lot younger, we never even had a phone at home. We used to have to go round and use the phone box, and I knew the phone box number off by heart. You know, and you used to talk to people, didn't you?
Do you know what? You were a real anorak at times, weren't you?
Am I?
Pen friends.
Did you not have a pen friend?
No, crikey. Writing letters? No, we used to write letters and, you know, to our aunties and grandmothers and say thanks for the Christmas
present. Thanks for the postal order.
Yeah, thanks for the knitted socks. Yeah, really lovely. Bless you. But no, we didn't really... I mean, the sad thing is that's a dying art, is writing, isn't it?
It is.
So does that outweigh all of these things that we've not done away with, but we stopped doing because we've replaced them with, you know, technology. We've replaced them with, I'll send an email, or I'll send a text, or I'll just...
But it's kind of not, it's not proper correspondence, is it? You know, because rather than phoning someone up and actually speaking to them, it's so much quicker, like you say, to send a text or an email, that you're not actually interacting with people, are you?
No, that's true. I completely agree. And that's why I'm with you. I think we were probably better off in 1981 than we are now.
But they do say that there's an awful lot of younger children, sort of between the age groups of 2 and 7, that haven't got those social skills to be able to interact face-to-face with people. Because, you know, even children of sort of 6, 7, 8 and 9, they've all got iPads, they've all got the technology, and they are all off in their own little world, playing on the games and doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Okay, let's just chuck this at you as well, because in this year, I mean, you might have heard your parents talk about Top of the Pops.
Yeah.
Yeah, Top of the Pops was, for somebody like Ali and myself, that was probably the most watched.
Highlight of the week.
It was the highlight of the week. It always used to be on Thursdays. It varied the times. Most of the time it was 7 till 7.30, yeah. Or sometimes it was 10 to 7, but it was after Tomorrow's World, which was incredibly boring. Which, funny enough, Tomorrow's World has kind of replaced everything, which is kind of sad, because if you were bored by it and didn't watch it, you didn't see it coming, it just happened. In 1995, all this technology just kicked in, and bang, all of a sudden...
Everything they've been talking about for years was suddenly here.
And Top of the Pops kind of disappeared. But, you know, you think, okay, in 1981, that was the then programme. You think, what replaced Top of the Pops... You know, it wasn't MTV, because MTV started, and they launched in August 1981, and the first, see if you can guess what the first song they played. Because I always thought it was MTV and they played Money for Nothing, Dire Straits, but that was a little bit later. But no, MTV actually launched with a particular song.
Go on then.
Very apt. Video Killed the Radio Star.
Was it? Buggles.
And that was... But then, when you think MTV went for years and years, but it didn't replace Top of the Pops, because Top of the Pops was, you know, at its heyday during the 1980s still. You know, it was only in the 1990s that it kind of faded away, when other things kind of took over. And yes, MTV was probably one of the things that put the knife into it. But for 10 years, it stood alone and stood out for people to, you know, still stay tuned to things like Top of the Pops. So it wasn't I think the way that things have changed, we can watch YouTube videos, we can watch people do whatever we want, and it's pretty much there, whatever you want to do. If you want to watch a programme, you want to watch a YouTube, you can just go to, you know, your internet and do it. It's instant.
And it's so quick, yeah.
I remember talking to Andy Gustar from Hamilton's Fine Food, and he's saying that, you know, everything is just instant. You can just get it just like that. So other things get...
That's what people want, isn't it? That's what people seem to want. I mean, I know, when did McDonald's open on the island?
1986.
See? So we left school and there was no McDonald's or anything like that.
Never been in there ever.
We had the Wimpy and Ride. You've been in there lots of times. We had the Wimpy and Ride. I remember, you know, that was a treat, going to Ride and having a Wimpy.
Yeah.
But apart from that, there wasn't anything like there is now. You know, you used to go down... And you'd have fish and chips. That was a treat, wasn't it?
It was.
There wasn't the takeaways and stuff like there is now. No, absolutely. Fish and chips was the fast food.
That was it. Where did you get yours?
Down in Lake.
Down in Lake?
Yeah.
Don't remember them. Don't, because it obviously didn't come from around there. But we used to go to... There was one on Pan. We used to go there.
There's still one there, isn't there?
And Stokesbury's is still going.
Yeah, and that's where I go now. If I want fish and chips, I go to Stokesbury's.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. Apparently they're pretty good at Pan still. Isn't it funny that they've still got a fish and chip shop on Pan? What does that say? That's the only fast food. They're still in the 1980s, aren't they, with their fast food? And why not?
But
it works.
I don't know about you, but I don't even like McDonald's. If someone paid me and said, go on, have a McDonald's burger, I'd be like, no,
I don't know,
thanks.
They do good smoothies and good chicken nuggets.
See, I'm not too fussed about the chicken nuggets, but they do good, the milkshakes. Mm. Strawberry milkshake.
I used to like those.
But the food, you know, to me, when I watched a documentary on how some of their food was prepared quite a few years ago, and I was like, I'm so not going to eat that.
Do you know what? We probably walked into 1981 not knowing was round the corner with the technology. Because I'm just looking at the stuff here that actually, you know, that kicked off in this year. Northern Europe received its first mobile phone network. I didn't know this, because I thought mobile phones probably...
I thought they were later than that.
I thought they were much later than that, about 1988, 89, because I remember Del Boy having one.
It was
in
like
the,
a brick, wasn't
the car,
it?
Yeah, in his little three-wheeler. But yeah, the first ever mobile phone network was launched in Northern Europe in 1981. As we've mentioned, MTV launched their program, which I would imagine eventually put the knife into Top of the Pops, but it did stand on its own for 10 years. And the arcade game Pac-Man became an overnight success in the US and the UK.
I remember playing that.
So it was, you know, basically that was the start, more or less the start of, you know, video games. Mm. And look at gamers. Are you a gamer? Do you do a bit of gaming?
No,
I mean,
not really.
I don't understand the mentality of anybody wants to sit in a screen, you know, killing and shooting people on a game. I really don't get that. But obviously people do. But you think Sony introduced the world's first floppy disks. So floppy disks, all of this stuff in 1981, without us knowing, because we were in parks playing football, chasing this, chasing that, doing a bit of scrumping, going to the pub, not doing what we're doing now, which is glued to our phones, glued to our tablets, and not, you know, and knowing what's going on in the world. We didn't know anything back then, because all of this happened overnight, and it was starting then. And I don't remember it. Do you?
No,
missed it. So we took a call.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, geezer, them chicken nuggets, they should carry a gun, what else would be? I think there's a trade description coming up there, isn't there?
What, not chicken?
Try slurry nuggets.
They're dreadful, aren't they?
They're made up, like, they pressure wash the carcass of a bit of old chicken, and whatever comes out, they condense it down and put a bit of stock in it and call it a chicken nugget.
Reconstituted, isn't it? That's the technical name for it.
I mean, when you see that term reconstituted, you know damn well it means it ain't going to be anything in it that you think is going to be in it.
No nutrition.
Joe, I've always said, what you know, there should be something where it says they can get away with this. But I remember buying this pasty, and it was a really nice pasty, but it was a beef pasty, and yeah, it only had two chunks of beef in it. And yeah, you think, how do they get away with that? What constitutes
a bit of gristle as well?
Yeah, probably.
They have to spit out, when nobody's looking.
Yeah, I mean, we always used to joke when we were younger, we used to call them McHorse Burgers, because we always said they didn't have any beef in them, you know?
McHorse Burger.
Well, I mean, you know, let's be fair about it. I mean, if your diet was going to solely rely on McDonald's, I think you'd have a serious problem.
There was a chap, wasn't there, the equivalent of, I think it was a chap, I remember watching something, and that's all they lived on for over a year. Not a year.
I mean, what's that horrible green thing that looks like a sliced slug that they put in them?
That's a gherkin, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a gherkin.
Right. So that counts as your one a day, does it?
This person had their blood pressure and everything done prior, and then they spent a week, and that's all they lived on was McDonald's.
Yeah.
And they had their blood pressure and their salt intake and everything done afterwards, and it was absolutely incredible, the change. And whoever it was put on something like about 9 pounds in weight.
I mean, you know, in all fairness, things have their place. If you're driving up the country somewhere and you're desperate for a quick spur stop, you know, fair enough if you wanted to dive in and grab a burger while you're driving. I mean, I can understand the need for it, but I can't see how it would replace a meal.
No, not at all. But the McDonald's and everything have absolutely... Little Chef's gone now, hasn't it, on the motorways?
Well, it's about flipping time. I mean, last time I went in one, I had an omelette, and it was frozen in the middle. And I said, how can you have a frozen omelette? And he said, oh, well, they come in frozen. I mean, Christ almighty, they
dreadful.
Can't cook an omelette.
Hey? A frozen omelette.
Yeah, they can't cook.
How long does it take to make an omelette?
Exactly, frozen in the middle. You know.
Hey Arthur, going back to 1981, are you in your mind better off now than you were in 1981? And financially, were you better off in 81 than you are now?
Better off in 81 by a mile. Even though I just had my lad was born, better off by a mile. Well, bear in mind I was working in London, so, you know, there was plenty of scope for earning money, and obviously you weren't forking out a fortune by comparison in petrol and parking and God knows what else and council tax. And, you know, I mean, you know, the bills were nothing like the bills are today.
Well, I'm just trying to think of the bills that we would have had back in 1981. You'd have paid electric,
gas,
water, which you're doing now.
And your rates. Don't forget your rates.
And your rates, okay?
You well, wouldn't... poll tax was coming in then as well, don't forget.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll consider that rates, okay? And you would have had rent or a mortgage.
And
mortgage.
Your phone. Yeah. You would have had your phone bill.
BT phone.
Yeah.
We never had a phone in 1981.
Yeah,
not everybody had a phone back then. And it would have been it would have been pence, wouldn't it? It wouldn't have been a massive expense. But yeah, okay, if you put phone in. Now think of anything else that you would be having on tick or you'd pay a monthly bill.
No, I never had credit. I bought me vehicles. I mean the kids we paid for their stuff because you know,
credit wasn't available. Yeah, but credit wasn't available like it was.
You could get a loan from the bank.
Or the DuPont
most
man.
People, you had a loan from the bank for a mortgage, buy a car perhaps, or maybe an extension on the house.
Yeah. Mm.
But you didn't go and have a loan for a holiday.
No.
When I first went to work for a bank, they had a whole branch in this bank dealing with holidays. And people used to phone up and get a loan for holidays. And you think, for Christ's sake, a loan for a holiday?
People didn't actually buy things on tick, did they?
Well, the thing is, our holidays, right? Our holidays would be Devon, Dorset, Somerset, you know, there
Braiding.
Was no abroad holidays.
Sandown.
Yeah.
No, you know, nobody went abroad, point. Did they?
Well, people did, but you only went abroad if you had, you know, if you wanted to get top up the suntan. I mean, if you got kids, you know, I don't want to bang on about that again, but I don't think children, when they're small, should be taken abroad because they can't handle the sun and they can't tell you when they're getting hurt, you know? So
I
think to take a child to Spain for a holiday would be almost like child abuse in my case.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. But you know? just go back in your mind though. We just established gas, electric, water, rates, rent or mortgage, and phone. Those are the six things that you probably would have paid for. You look at your bills now, and you could probably you times that by six.
Yeah.
Honestly, mortgage.
I mean, the thing is, right? Bank charges.
Electric.
I mean, when was the last time you? But you've, I mean, I don't know whether you've got enough money in the bank to pay bank charges. But I'm paying bank charges, even though I'm in credit all the time.
Why are you paying bank charges?
Because it's a business account. You have to pay for the facility these days.
Oh, yeah, but they're changing the law. That was coming in the news today, Arthur. Well, they've got to be a bit more fairer to us.
Well, they may well be, but you go and tell Mr. Barclay, you know. I mean, I'm forking out sort of 60-odd quid a month or more on bloody bank charges.
Really?
Yeah.
Put it in my account, Arthur.
So much per direct debit, so much per... I mean, I even have to pay to put money into the account.
That's not right.
Why do you have to pay to put money in your account?
Because it's a transaction.
Okay.
Good grief. I'd say I'm glad they're looking into this, because they are saying that from today on they are going to be changed. They're going to be overhauled.
I mean,
because
everything has a price these days. I heard somewhere recently about negative interest.
Right.
What's that?
Negative interest? That means you've got to pay somebody to look after your money. Well, what does it mean? I mean, you don't get much in the way of interest anyway, but what does negative interest mean?
There ain't none.
Well, it means... that's 0%. So what's minus one? You've got to be paying them.
Who was that famous... Was it a famous sportsman that hid his money under the bed?
Why not?
Yeah, well, it's going to get back to that way.
See,
what's the point of putting in the bank? You don't even know if the bank's going to still be there at the end of the year.
I'm kind of like that with my own, though, Arthur. I set up my own bank account, and all it does is my wages go into it, and I pull them out. There's nothing in between. There's no direct debits. There's nothing.
See, that's the trouble, right? Virtually everything we do these days, you're pressurised into paying it with a direct debit.
No, see, I don't.
But you know, if you want to take out a mobile phone account, you try doing it where you can pay it with a cheque.
No, I do pay as you go.
Yeah, well, see, yeah, it's pay as you go. That's another way. But what I'm saying is, if you've got a contract phone, you try paying. I mean, even down to the council tax, they think I'm funny because I won't pay it online. I won't pay it by direct debit. And I say, well, there's no point in me paying it if I ain't got it. You know?
It's true. Mm.
You know, this is the whole point with it all, you see. We are being pressurised and forced into using that damn infernal machine every time. And of course, every time you use that, somebody else can get access to it and work out what you're doing. So So if you had cash, you would find it difficult to live with cash these days. A lot of things you wouldn't be able to pay for.
I manage, Arthur.
Do you think there'll ever come a time when they do away with cash altogether?
Well, I hope not.
Well, I think they're working. They're trying to get away with cheques.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you pay your electric?
How do I pay it?
No, how is that? Bex, is it?
No, that's Ali.
Bex. Ali.
Ali.
How do you pay your electric?
I'm living with someone, so I don't actually pay bills.
Oh,
Arthur.
So someone else pays it for you then?
Yeah. Bill.
See? Well, so how does someone pay for their electric then?
I would imagine by direct debit.
You see, there you go. You try paying it with cash. Do you remember the old electric showroom?
Yes.
Where's the last time you saw one of them?
They've gone, haven't they?
Well, exactly. So where would you go and pay it with cash?
No. Can you pay at the post office? I think you still pay bills.
Can you get into a post office? Can you find a post office?
Well, there are still such things as post offices.
That's the whole point.
Well, they shut that one in Newport, and they reopened it.
Can you buy a television licence with cash?
I don't watch TV, so I haven't got a licence.
Have you got a computer?
No, I've got an iPad.
You'll need a licence before long.
Changing the law.
Yeah. Coming in. You'll
Why
need
do
one.
I need a licence for my iPad?
Because you can, if you wanted to, watch television.
Yeah.
But I don't.
But you can do. You have the facility to do
it. But the thing is, Ali, don't be fooled by thinking, I won't tell anybody, because they'll be able to know. Yeah. Because they'll be able to check your log on there.
Because everything's online.
Everything is online,
But do you listen to the radio, Ali?
Do I listen to the radio? Yes.
There you go, you need a licence.
There you are, PRS licence.
I'll need a licence to breathe soon, won't I?
Yes,
well,
you
exactly.
will.
I'll tell you what,
that's
I'm going
gonna
to call into that box when they have to have a licence for sex.
Do the tick box, Arthur.
I bet I've got to pay for that on direct debit as well. Hey?
When you get there, there'll be a bill waiting for you.
I mean, spare a thought for the ladies who the ladies of the night, with the demise of the phone box, where do they put their cards these days? We're not considering people, are we?
They were better off in 81.
Hey? Just earn a living.
Yeah. Thanks for being there, Arthur.
You take damn good care of yourself.
And you.
Oh, thanks, Arthur.
Thanks,
you're
cool. Cheers. Bye. Do you know what? It's fascinating going back and comparing what and how we used to do things.
It's like another age, isn't it? It's just, you know, it's incredible that so much has happened in such a short space of time, really.
Yeah.
You know, because everyone was watching that film Back to the Future, and it was like, that's never going to happen. We're virtually there, aren't we?
More or less. Yeah, more or less. We are there. Just a couple of things that... to point out, in 1981, a pint of beer? 1981? Have a guess.
70p.
70 pence? How much do you reckon a pint of beer was in 1981? So we're talking 35 years ago. Be about 4 quid now. Go on.
4.25 at Crab and Lobster. You want to be exact.
for a pint at Crab and Lobster, it's £4.25. £4.25. Do you know what? Just before we tell you that, okay, I can make 40 pints of beer and it'd be top quality beer within 14 days. No, £23 it would cost. So you do the
math.
You
want to flog them outside then.
Oh, do you know what? They're too good to flog. They really are too good to flog.
Go down the Crab and Lobster.
But you think, how much? £4.25 for a pint?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That's you used to maybe take a tenner out in 1981, come back with a fiver, and you'd be absolutely trolleyed and bought everybody a drink.
Do you know, I went out at the weekend, and I had to pay to go in Yates.
Did you really?
How much? £2, and it was that bad, I was going to ask for my money back.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. A pint of beer in 1981 would have cost you... So a pint of Trophy. I would have gone into the pub and said,
pint of trophy,
please.
Do they
even
sell Trophy anymore?
I don't think so. 50 pence.
Is it really?
So 50 pence. So it wasn't as cheap as I thought it would be, but it's still a hell of a lot cheaper than... I mean, you work out the ratio of what you're earning, what you're actually earning then, and how much everything costs, and how much it is now. You can see that we're far worse off now. Mm. We are. We're far worse off now. But 50 pence for a pint, and it was back in 2011 when this survey was done, it was £2.80. So in 5 years, it's gone up, £1.50 odd?
It's doubled.
£1.50 odd. I mean, how incredible is that? That's just, you know, but wages haven't. Wages haven't doubled.
Not to that extent, have they?
No. And that's, by and large, that's the issue, really. So back in 1981, in the top 10 singles, in this more or less the same week as we are now, there was in the charts was Shakin' Stevens, This
Kim
Old House.
Wilde.
He was number one, she was number two. Tony Capstick and the Carlton Main Frickley Colliery Band. I don't know what that song was, but I think it was the old...
Was it Matchstalk Men and Cats and Dogs musical thing?
No, I'm pretty sure it was. There was two versions of the old Terry Wogan thing.
Oh, the floral dance.
The floral dance. Yes. I think it was the floral dance. Stevie Wonder was in the charts with Lately, Bucks Fizz, obviously because off the back of them winning Eurovision, Toya Wilcox as well as Roxy Music, Landscape, Einstein A Go-Go, Coast to Coast and Lynx Intuition.
Wow.
Say, a litre of petrol in 1981?
Ooh, a litre of petrol. 40p.
35 pence.
Whoa.
You were close.
And in 2011...
I could have filled my car right up for a fiver.
You could have done.
Yeah, absolutely.
You probably would have done. How much would it cost now? Probably about 80-odd pound.
No, I've only got a little car. I'm like, it takes from empty about £40 worth.
£40 worth?
Yeah.
And you could have done it for a fiver.
For a fiver.
So you that's eight times, is that right? eight times, you do the maths. That's like massive.
That's a huge
massive
jump,
increase,
isn't it? Yeah.
And you wouldn't have had a car in 1981.
I'd have had a bike.
You'd push exactly. Bike. So all this, although we're better off, we're not better off, if you know what I mean. Financially, we're better off. Houses
but
have technology.
But lifestyle-wise, we're not better off, are
but
we?
But you don't watch TV, so no? it wouldn't matter that, you know... I mean, you've probably got a big screen in your house, haven't you?
Yeah, smart TV.
I mean, back in 1981, that TV would have been probably about, I don't know, 12 inches, a 12-inch screen. A bit of portable.
A lot of people couldn't afford a TV, so they used to rent them. Do you remember there used to be DER,
Radio Rentals.
And Clarks?
My mum used to work at Radio Rentals.
Yeah.
You think the size of the TV, 15-inch screen probably, max, but it was like a big old square thing. Do you remember those big old square computer screens?
Ish, yeah.
Ish.
I mean, when I was younger, we used to have this TV, but it was like a box. It was really big.
Yeah, that's what ours were like, boxes. And no remote control. You had to get up and change it, didn't you?
I did. Oh, crikey. We'll come back. We'll talk more after that after a quick break. We'll come back.
The Lunchtime Social Debate, brought to you by Real Employment Law Advice, your legal lighthouse guiding you through a sea of employment law. A solicitor's firm with a difference. Go to realemploymentlawadvice.co.uk for more information.
www.vectisradio.com. The White Military and Heritage Museum in Northwood. The museum will excite your senses and immerse you in a world of human success over adversity. Call 01983 300037 for more details or to book your ride.
Real Employment Law Advice is your friendly employment law specialist, giving support, guidance and advice to employers and employees who are having problems at work. We pride ourselves in looking beyond the law to find practical, stress-free solutions that suit your needs or the needs of your business. For reliable, experienced, affordable legal advice, go to adviceforemployers.co.uk or for individuals, adviceforemployees.co.uk.
White Sight is a ride-based spectacle boutique. Here's how it works. You need glasses? Take your prescription along to the friendly team in Cross Street Ride. White Sight is a boutique shop selling budget to designer frames and sunglasses. Stockists of Gucci, Dior, Dolce & Gabbana, Ray-Bans and many more. You'll be spoilt for choice. White Sight's an independent retailer, so you can shop locally and be assured of first-class service and great glasses. Visit them in Cross Street Ride or check them out on www.whitesight.co.uk.
Key Arts is offering a new drawing workshop Carbon Copy will be on Saturday, 18th of June from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. at Key Arts for young people aged 11 to 14. Working with island artist Hannah George, you will have the chance to build up intricate layered images using carbon paper in this exciting drawing workshop. To book your place, call Key Arts' box office on 822 490. Waves is a Key Arts' youth offer funded by the Isle of Wight Council and available to young people resident to the Isle of Wight.
Hi, my name's Angel and I've joined Rectus Radio as part of the 4Ps to get a feel of radio life. This Thursday at 12 o'clock, tune into the social lunchtime debate to discuss school life, the new GCSE change and whether the curriculum is really benefiting students. Is learning about loans and APR more important than algebra? Are the new GCSEs really catering for all abilities? Find out my point of view from a student's perspective this Thursday at 12 o'clock.
Stay social and get in touch. Add us on Skype. It's Vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The Lunchtime Social Debate, brought to you by Real Employment Law Advice, your legal lighthouse guiding you through a sea of employment law. A solicitor's firm with a difference. Go to realemploymentlawadvice.co.uk for more information.
They love all this.
Happy Christmas here. Split.
So we got in the old time machine and we went back to 1981. Now, what we've just heard during the course of the commercial break was really quite sweet, but it does open your eyes a little bit. And we were talking about television. Back in 1981, there would have been a thing called closed down. And you're basically... it just used to shut down. Your TV would go black and there'd be a little white dot in it in the middle and it would go... and it would, you know, basically tell you to go to bed after it's played the national anthem. Yeah. And then you came out with a classic line, Angel.
What did you say?
What did you do all night?
So what did you do all night?
I went to sleep. That's what people did.
We did.
We went to bed and we went to sleep.
So, I mean, what time do you... I mean, you're 15, you have school in the morning. Yeah. What time do you go to bed normally?
1 o'clock?
What is there to do until 1 o'clock?
There's a lot. I mean, you've got to check all your social media. Then I usually watch a film or watch TV or something. And then I go on YouTube and it's always just one more video and the next thing you know it's one.
So you'd be in bed at 9 o'clock.
So how many hours do you get asleep a night then?
Well, I wake up randomly in the middle of the night, so like I've got about 5-6 hours.
You need more than that.
I've never slept at, like, even when I was younger, I used to always be awake, and then the like health visitor was like, "Oh, she'll grow out of it," and I still haven't grown out of it.
Do you have your mobile phone and everything?
Yeah.
When you go to bed. See, if you were mine, I'd take all the technology away and just put you to bed at 9 o'clock.
I wouldn't be able to fall asleep.
You would. You'd fall asleep.
Do you know what? When they say, honestly. This thing that we're doing now, we're comparing, and it's not just about the finances.
It's everything. It's lifestyle, isn't it?
When you look at they will do surveys and they will say, X amount of people, X amount of millions of people in this country have a problem sleeping. No wonder they have a problem sleeping.
Because they're watching films and got their
and they're taking their phones to bed with them. There's something on this these Apple contraptions now that if you now the latest upgrade, it says that if you click this button and do something on your screen, it does something on your screen that will make you sleep better.
Yeah, it's a night shift thing.
The night shift. It doesn't work.
Why don't you just turn it off?
Exactly. That would work.
That would definitely work.
It does kind of work. So it like goes darker and makes your eyes droopy because it's so dark. And
but there's research to say that if you're on your phone or your iPad or your computer or whatever, you need to switch it off an hour before you need to go to sleep, because apparently it affects all your brain.
I have to fall asleep with music playing because I've got an over...
You like, don't!
Because I can't fall asleep otherwise.
You so don't, darling.
How can you fall asleep listening to the music you listen to? It's rock music.
I don't know, I do though, because I start singing along in my head, next thing you know I'm asleep and boom. Like, just kind of happens.
Honestly.
Does your mum know that's the time you go to sleep?
Yeah.
Does she?
Yeah, but she's up with the baby. I come talk to her and stuff, so... Good system.
I think this is a real eye-opener, you know, but I can't stress enough that it's going back and you think, well, are we better off?
Have you ever had set bedtimes for going to bed?
No. I mean, I used to when I was younger, but I just never went to sleep.
How much younger? Because you're only 15 now. When you when about... you were 10, did you get put to bed at 8 o'clock?
No.
Right.
I went to sleep at about, when I was about 6 or 7, my bedtime was 9. Because my I would always like to go to sleep the same time as my sister. But then I never actually went to sleep. I used to like, oh.
Broke that microphone now.
Yeah. I used to like swing on, you know, you've got like a bump, like bunk bed and you've got the like plats of wood. I used to pretend I was a monkey. And I would do that until like really late at night and then I'd fall asleep. So even without technology, I wouldn't sleep.
Interesting. But I would imagine that there are a lot more sleeping problems, bad sleeping habits now than there was back then.
Because
there was nothing else to do at 11 o'clock or whatever. You went to bed, didn't you?
You did.
And we never got we never had phone in the house, and we never had a video in the house, because obviously you could prolong it by watching a video. But we never had one until about 1981, 1982. Mm. And then it was one of those things that had the controls had a wire, and it was wired.
Yeah, and it came right across the living room floor, didn't it? Don't trip over the video wire.
Obviously,
that wasn't remote control, was it?
It was a remote control,
but it wasn't really, was it? Because it still needed batteries in it, didn't it?
Mm.
It was. No, that's not good.
A pint of beer, as we've established, 50p. A pint of milk in 1981. How much do you reckon?
20p.
You bang on with 20p. I mean, it's
not much more now, is it?
See, it's quite sad that that's not... Everything else has gone up
apart
sort
from
of.
The milk.
Yeah, except
unless
for the
you
milk.
Get the milkmans, they're really expensive when they deliver their stuff. You know, the cool bottles and things.
All right, well, that's another argument for another day.
Yeah, we've already done that one.
A loaf of bread in 1981. Ooh, how much was a loaf of bread?
Now, there was a bread war, wasn't there, around about that time?
Was
didn't there? The price of bread absolutely rocket, didn't it, at one stage?
Did it?
60p.
39p.
Yeah, and it went up after that, didn't it?
Okay, in 1981 it was 39p.
That's expensive, isn't it?
2000. Yeah, but if you were to go to Lidl or something like that now, you'd get a loaf of bread for far cheaper than £1.10, which is what it was in 2011.
Mm.
You know, you would, wouldn't you?
Mm.
You would get that a hell of a lot cheaper. So that's kind of things.
You'd get two for a pound.
You probably would. You probably would. So we're going back to 1981. We're asking the question, were we better off back then? And, you know, then I mean, let's look at some of the stuff that we were watching on the TV. Do you think some of the stuff on the TV is now too far? It's too intrusive? It's too, you know, it's too graphic? It's making us think in a different way? When you think of the top programmes, just go for the top programmes in this top TV moments in this particular year. Ronnie Corbett starring as Mummy's Boy librarian Timothy Lumsden.
Language, Timothy.
And he got Brideshead Revisited. You may have seen a chap's bottom in that. And, you know, it ain't half hot, Mum. When the boat comes in, young viewers were introduced to Postman Pat, Danger Mouse, the Smurfs, Rod, Jane and Freddy. You wouldn't get away with that now.
No, Rod, Jane and Freddy would so be banned now.
Kids wouldn't watch it.
No.
They just wouldn't watch it. Bucks Fizz winning the Eurovision Song Contest. The only thing out of all of this that people were still watching, and it's still kind of trendy to some people, was the Eurovision Song Contest. And how
every
sad
year.
Is that? Doctor Who was big in this year, and obviously still...
See, I never liked Doctor Who. That was quite scary when you were younger.
Are you a Doctor Who fan?
No, I find it boring.
Okay, and there were two weddings in this year. Obviously the royal wedding, 750 million people tuned in, and Ken and Deirdre Barlow's wedding. Obviously still, people are still watching Coronation Street. 24 million viewers tuned in.
See, that would have been a really, really feel-good year, wouldn't it? With Princess Diana getting married.
It would.
Winning the Eurovision.
It would. So the average house in 1981 was 24,000. I reckon it was a hell of a lot lower than that on the Isle of Wight. The national average house back in 2011, according to this, was 162,000. And I think that's gone up since then. But the wages haven't. And as I say, we made that point earlier on. That if you times your wages by X amount, they're so different. 7,000 odd was the average wage back then. The average house was 21,000, so three times that, three times your wages now, wouldn't even buy you a quarter of your house, would it? Or barely a quarter of your house. That's how things have changed. So are we better off? Would you like to go, seriously, would you like to go back?
I think for the lifestyle, yes. for the lifestyle and the quality of life and things you did and all the family part, you know, because it was very much family oriented,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, Sunday roast dinners and things like that. And the TV, I mean, the TV, when I was younger, went on sort of 5-6 o'clock in the evening, and that was it until bib time, you know. But you were all interacting with each other. You weren't sat in different rooms on iPads and phones and, you know, yeah. Yeah,
I think there's pluses, and there's an awful lot of pluses actually.
We sound like our parents, don't we?
Probably. Thinking about it, yeah, we probably do. But I can't stress enough that back in 1981, we were on the brink of all of those things: mobile phone masks going up, and we didn't realise, and we walked into it blindly. And there's a massive part of me that says, yes, we might have a wonderful life now, and you know, we've got these wonderful contraptions that you know, mobile phones, and we did a thing on that about a year ago. How much has the mobile phone replaced? You know, you got wonderful TV screens now. You look at those TV screens that you had. I mean, I remember watching something the other week, and my nipper said, "What's that thing that they're actually sat around?" I said, "It's called a television. It's like a box." And it was like a portable. Have you ever heard of the expression, a portable TV?
No.
No.
I bought one when I first left home, and it was extortionate, the price of it. I remember it now. I got it from Currys in Shanklin, and it was £199.99. And it took me weeks to save for it. But do you know what? That TV, for a long time, was my prized possession.
Do you know what? Anyone that had a portable back in the day, that would have been their second TV, wouldn't it? Because if you didn't want to watch what was on a certain television in the main part of the house,
that was it. There was no alternative.
Can I go and watch so and so something else on the portable? And that's where you would be, in another room.
We never had a portable. It was the one in the lounge.
You must have been really poor.
See, we were lucky. Kids in
my mum worked at Radio Rentals, so we were right.
Yeah, you had the latest TV, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. So. But it's quite...
I married the man from DER just to get a video.
It's quite sad when you think about it, though. When you think, right, okay, that's a TV and you've got a choice of three channels, that's it. And if you don't want to watch that,
three channels, wasn't it?
That's it. Until 1982, that's it. Three channels.
But there was rubbish on the TV as well, wasn't
there? And 9 times out of 10, you would have been watching, wait for this, in black and white.
Black and white.
In black and white TV. You know, even in 1981, lots of people, we were, you know, our second TV, definitely black and white.
Your mum wasn't very good at her job then, was she? You didn't get colour TV, you only got a black and white one.
It didn't matter, I was colourblind anyway. Hey, look, I've really enjoyed today. It was fascinating going back in time. And I know that you're celebrating your 58th birthday in a couple of weeks. So, you know, congratulations on
and
that.
And yours 9 days later.
Yeah, no, it's 48.
51.
So thank you for being there. And thank you for being there as well, Angel. And stand by, because Andy Knight is on the way with the afternoon show next. Have a lovely Tuesday in the cloud.